Newsbeat.
A small town in Hampshire is the place to be seen, it seems, if you're a politician. The Conservative Prime Minister David Cameron is in Eastleigh right now. His deputy, Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg, has visited. So has Labour leader Ed Miliband and the head of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage. The area is voting in a new MP after the last one, Chris Huhne, got into legal trouble over speeding offences. Newsbeat's politics reporter Dave Howard reports from the town.
You get the feeling many here are just done with visiting politicians.
You just kind of ignore it if it's getting on your nerves.
24-year-old John dodging campaigners with his wife Jess.
Because there's local elections going on.
A bit baby kissing going on down there right now,
yeah,
actually.
You just see the balloons and the placards and the banners all over on every street corner. Somebody seems to be campaigning.
I think it's a bit overblown, but there you go.
You do get a bit sick of it, yeah.
And at the swings with her little girl, Emma comes face to face with Labour candidate John O'Farrell.
It's really important people like you vote Labour. We're fighting for people who are working hard and trying to raise families.
But Emma tells him she blames all mainstream parties for the country's current money problems, including his. She'll probably pick a smaller fringe candidate instead.
Yeah, it's a protest more than anything.
A full list of Eastleigh candidates is at Newsbeat Online. You'll also find a picture of 23-year-old Mia in this coffee shop.
For my future, there is no hope.
An out-of-work beautician, she's moved back home with her parents and is doing shifts here to make ends meet.
To win my vote, I want to have my own place. To find a flat or even a mortgage is just, at the moment, it's impossible.
Outside again, we bump into Diane James from the UK Independence Party.
It's going to be a knife-edge result, I think.
Their big thing is getting Britain out of the European Union.
We've been absolutely consistent with our message.
It's because you've only got one.
Well, you could say we've only got one, but the key one is we've got to come out of the EU.
Both Labour and UKIP hope to steal a win in Eastleigh. If they do, it'll most likely be because they've won votes off one or other of the two front-runners.
That's great fun. It's really exciting. Mm.
Mike Thornton is one. His Liberal Democrats have been in power here for over 20 years.
It can take me half an hour, three quarters of an hour to get a loaf of bread because I keep meeting people.
And Conservative Maria Hutchings is the other. At Westminster, Conservatives and Liberal Democrats run the country in a joint government. In Eastleigh, though, they're head-to-head in this knife-edge contest. That's a first for British politics, and enthusiasts are watching closely, hoping to make predictions about the UK-wide general election, probably in 2015.
Every party always promises all these great things.
24-year-old Terry doing scooter stunts at a skate park outside town.
Then you never actually see anything happen.
Like many here, he's not an enthusiast. And he's not at all sure that all this national interest in Eastleigh will make anything better for him.
Any person that I vote for isn't really going to make a huge difference.
BBC Newsbeat.